In Tune by Clara Madsen, based on a true story. Can Clara and her sister get in tune with a new mood? For verily, this is a day appointed unto you to rest from your labours, and to pay thy devotions unto the Most High. Doctrine and Covenants, section 59, verse 10. Sharon, wait up, I called. You're walking too fast. Hurry up, she snapped. Why do we always argue on Sunday mornings? I thought, as I struggled to keep up with my older sister on the way to church. When I walked into primary, Sister Rawlins was playing the piano. I listened to the soft music and thought about the words to the primary songs. Soon my bad feelings had disappeared. I continued to feel better through Sunday school and sacrament meeting. As Sharon and I walked home after church, we chatted cheerfully about our friends and what we had learned. I couldn't help but notice how different our walk home was from our walk to church. We were on the same streets and we were the same girls, but our attitudes had changed. Why do we argue on the way to church but not on the way home, I wondered. Next Sunday started the same as always. The clock radio woke us up with a popular song. We sang to the music and danced as we got ready for church. I went into the bathroom, and before long I heard pounding on the door. "Hurry up, Clara," Sharon yelled impatiently. "I still need to take a shower." Sour feelings grew inside me. I frowned into the mirror as I brushed my hair. She knows how long it takes to get ready for church, I thought. Why can't she just get up a few minutes earlier? Sharon and I walked to church in total silence. In my primary class that day, Sister Rios asked, "What are some ways we can keep the Sabbath day holy?" I said by going to church. Rebecca said by reading the scriptures. James said by not going to the store on Sunday. Sister Rios read from Doctrine and Covenants, section 59, verse 9, "That thou mayest more fully keep thyself unspotted from the world, thou shalt go to the house of prayer and offer up thy sacraments upon my holy day." She explained that when we keep the Sabbath day holy, it helps us stay in tune with the Holy Ghost. When I thought about arguing with Sharon earlier in the day, I realized that probably wasn't keeping the Sabbath day holy. I wanted to change, but how? As Sharon and I walked home after church, I talked about the scripture Sister Rios had read. The phrase, "unspotted from the world," stuck in my head. Then an idea began forming in my mind. Do you think listening to the radio while we get ready for church makes us feel like arguing? I asked Sharon. Maybe, she said. Next Sunday, let's not listen to the radio and see what happens, she suggested. The next week, we tried our experiment. Instead of setting the radio to wake us up with popular music, we set the alarm to wake us with a buzzing sound instead. We dressed quickly and without arguing. We were even ready on time. We felt happy as we walked to the church. The morning sun shone through the windows in the primary room. I sat down with my class and listened to the music with a peaceful feeling in my heart. This was going to be a good Sunday.
Sidebar: I will do those things on the Sabbath that will help me feel close to Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. My Gospel Standards. End of the story, In Tune, by Clara Madsen, based on a true story.